From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials have voted to extend the moratorium on waterfront construction for an additional 6 months. The Catskill Village Board in September imposed a temporary ban on new construction in the area from West Bridge Street to historic Catskill Point, pending review of its 10-year comprehensive plan. The village formed a 7-member committee to review various issues, such as transportation and jobs, zoning, infrastructure, natural resources, and housing. Village Trustee Smith is pleased with the progress made on the plan so far. He said, and I quote, "It has been going very well. This is something the village needs very much," end quote. The committee meets monthly and often invites guests to offer their perspective on the issues. However, the meetings are not open to the public. Smith said, and I quote, "In May, we will start having public hearings to present the draft," end quote. Some significant decisions ride on the completion of the comprehensive plan, such as the future of the former St. Patrick's Academy on Woodland Avenue. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The former Hudson Police Department building, located in the 400 block of Warren Street, may be headed to the auction block. No offers to purchase the building were received after a recent call for sealed bids. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said March 6, the Board of Estimate and Apportionment needs to meet as soon as possible to consider an auction instead of sealed bids and to reconsider the restrictions imposed on the bidder, end quote. DiPietro, along with Mayor Rick Rector and City Treasurer Heather Campbell, make up the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. Rector said, and I quote, "We will need to regroup and review all possibilities as the city would like to sell the property," end quote. The building was offered up for sale in a sealed bid process with the minimum bid set at $300,000. Under the restrictions imposed, a buyer would be required to develop or sell the property within 2 years of purchase or risk a fine of $100,000. Residential tenants would be permitted above the first floor, which would have to be used for legal commercial purposes. The BEA will now determine if those requirements are too restrictive. The property measures more than 4,500 square feet and includes a one-story brick and concrete structure with an underground parking garage. The property's 2018 assessed value was $550,000, according to Columbia County's property records. Special note, Tom DiPietro is an active WGXC on-air host. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. Law enforcement in both Greene and Columbia counties are warning of 2 phone scams targeting customers of Central Hudson. The Greene County Sheriff's Office is reporting the calls from a person with an 845 number offering the customer the opportunity to install an energy-efficient device in their homes are fraudulent. The caller uses pressure tactics to force the customer into an immediate decision. Central Hudson denies having a connection to any business or person associated with the number used. In Columbia County, a caller claiming to be from Central Hudson phoned a Catskill business owner and threatened to disconnect the power at the customer's office unless they immediately obtained a MoneyGram for payment. The call came from a person identifying himself as Jerry Nolan, allegedly from the Central Hudson Billing Department. He left a callback number of 1-844-344-5033. Central Hudson said the call was a scam, and the customer reported the incident to the sheriff's office. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. A group of 11 private schools are suing the state education department over new rules that require outside inspections to make sure students are meeting curriculum and subject guidelines. Legal action is led by State Association of Independent Schools and was filed on behalf of all 192 association members and 11 schools from various parts of the state, including the Albany Academies. The association argues the state and its education commissioner have, and I quote, developed a process that leaves independent and religious schools susceptible to bias, conflicts of interest, and local politicking, end quote. Filed in state Supreme Court in Albany County, The action seeks an injunction to stop the Education Department from moving forward with its plan to have local public school boards survey non-public schools in their communities to ensure that they offer substantially equivalent educations. Early in the year, operators of Jewish Orthodox schools as well as Catholic schools both said they would not allow the outside inspectors to conduct the surveys, citing the principle of church-state separation as one of their concerns. If a religious private school does not comply, they could lose state funding. Although the schools are typically funded through tuition and other funds, many get some form of public help, whether it's transportation aid or reimbursement to meet certain state mandates. According to the Association of Independent Schools, there are 1,800 non-public schools in the state of New York. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.